This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In more than half of U.S. states, having unpaid fines or court fees can render a person ineligible to vote on Election Day. This is about people who had once been convicted of a felony but who've served their time. The situation affects low-income people disproportionately, which sounds to many like a discriminatory income test for voting in America. Danielle Lang is co-director of voting rights at the nonpartisan advocacy group Campaign Legal Center. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Just about all states prevent people convicted of felonies from voting, but many states have a system where you can get back the right to vote after you do your time, essentially. But what is this? In some states, there are restrictions based on if you still owe money to the government?
That's absolutely right. So in the vast majority of states, 48 states and the District of Columbia, you will lose your right to vote for some amount of time after you have a past conviction. But also the vast majority of states will give you your right to vote back at some point after you have served your time. But it turns out that about 30 states could end up refusing you the right to vote and denying you the right to vote because you still owe outstanding fines and fees related to your past convictions.
So advocates like yourself see the system as almost like a means test, a wealth test for being able to vote in a particular state.
We see it as a modern day poll tax, and it's a stain on our democracy. You know, we got away from poll taxes and hinging the right to vote on how much money you have in the 1960s. But through the felony disenfranchisement and rights restoration system, we actually have a number of states that continue to impose poll taxes, but just on those who are involved in the criminal justice system.
Now, we could have a separate discussion about fines. Are they exorbitant? Are they applicable? Do they discriminate? But that's not exactly the argument you're making. You're saying if there are penalties for not paying fines, that's one thing, but it shouldn't be you're banned from voting if you owe these fines.
There's a long line of cases even outside the right to vote context that say that states cannot punish people simply because they cannot pay outstanding fines and fees. These are folks who cannot afford to pay. And so the state isn't going to get any benefit by creating a unfair and discriminatory system that locks out poor people from the ballot box.
To change this requires state-by-state efforts. Do you think you'd have wider public support? I mean, these are convicted felons. Do they have a constituency?
They absolutely do. When the American people are polled on this issue on a bipartisan basis, Americans believe that people with past convictions deserve second chances and they should have the right to vote. They pay taxes. They're parts of our community. They send their children to our schools and they deserve to have the same voice as the rest of us.
Danielle Lang is co-director of voting rights and redistricting at the Campaign Legal Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.